on my face. Now, here's a time more recently that I had road rage. I think I handled things a little more maturely. Again, I was in Los Angeles. I was on the 10 freeway eastbound, middle lane. Don't know what that says about my personality, but that's where you'll find me. I'm not an aggressive driver. Drive a station wagon. I was doing nothing wrong. I saw a car. That says about my personality.
Changing
but that's where you'll
lanes, driving like a maniac, cutting people off.
I'm not
off.
An aggressive
coming
driver.
Toward me. He wanted me to get out of the way. I chose not to. I'm like, F*** it, slam into me.
He didn't. But he got on my bumper, and he was irritating. He's flipping me off. I noticed he has a wedding ring on, and his wife's in the front seat. And at that moment, no, I got real confident. Because I'm like, there's no way you're going to go to the level of crazy that I'm about to. Not with your wife sitting next to you. Like, at some point, she's going to have to be the voice of reason. Like, stop it, Philip. Just drive. I'm scared. So I got real brave. Right? I'm flipping them off. I'm brake checking. I'm holding the windshield wiper fluid on. Like, is that your move? Yeah. Very passive aggressive. I've cleared my calendar. I'm doing nothing for the rest of my life except irritating this asshole behind me. We're going about 10 miles an hour on the freeway at this point, and he won't pass me. I kind of respect it. I'm out of fluid. My exit's coming up. So I get off the freeway, and then he follows me right off the freeway. And at that moment, the real Daniel came crashing back, where I'm like, oh, shit. You were supposed to keep driving. That's not your wife. That's a hooker. You're going to murder, isn't it? Like, you got to think fast. What do you do? Well, I know this exit. It's Robertson exit, if you want to verify it. There's a very large black homeless guy at the bottom with a sign that just said food. I aggressively drove toward him with this guy right on my bumper, slammed on my brakes to a dead stop so he's pinned behind me, can't get around. I roll my window down. I give the guy $20. I say, you need to go crazy on the car behind me. I swear, he doesn't even hesitate. Both hands on the hood, cocks his head, starts screaming at the guy. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh, shit, he's going to murder him too. Now I got blood on my hands, but I don't really care because there's a homeless guy. I'm like, it's probably not even the worst decision he's made today. So I take off, and the driver shoots me one last look, and I appreciate it because he certainly didn't have to. But he gave me the, you won. And I've never felt better about anything I've ever done in my entire life. You know for the rest of his life, every time he gets in the car with his wife, she's going to be like, you remember the one time with the homeless guy? Maybe I should drive. That's all I'm saying, hothead. So remember that next time you lose your cool behind the wheel. Calm down. Find a homeless person. Pay them to do it for you. Way safer, and you feel good about yourself. And the only part of that story I embellished even the slightest bit was the amount of money that I gave him. Because if you think I'm giving out 20s, you're crazier than he was. Thank you very much.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Ohio just checked in Trump.
Oh, God.
168 electoral votes for Trump. Ohio, a swing state that could have gone blue or red.
Oh, no.
Just checked in for Trump.
Oh, God.
I never in my wildest dreams thought I would see this day. Never. I was convinced for the last few months Clinton was a landslide.
I'm going to say this. If Trump doesn't come out to this, the elections are rigged.
If he had a sense of humor, he would totally do that. That'd be hilarious.
How great would that be? Oh, you see him on that?
something, something the Republic. let the votes run through you.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Welcome to Dutch and Royce here at morelikeradio.com. It is Tuesday, 11/22/2016 here at Morelike Radio. I am Joel Dutch Van Wagenen here with Royce Lopez.
Hi.
Marie Lopez.
Hey.
Sherry Doll. Wait, is she there?
Hello.
There you go. There you are. Super producer Mitch Heil.
I had both of us off.
Oh, okay. And, well, don't do it right now. We're trying to do a show. I don't want to see you guys fuck on the air. Well, maybe we'll talk about that later.
Ratings.
And we're also here with, Johnny Cake Sanzari.
What up, my glip flops?
Our number, if you want to get in touch with us, is 954-573-2780. We're going to morelikeradio.com/live. People. Or you can go to youtube.com. / More Like Radio. We're all over the goddamn place. Just look up More Like Radio and you'll find us. You want to see our faces and all that kind of happy horse shit. So,
people still use phones to make phone calls? I don't believe that's true. I don't believe
Well, you can always just get into
Miami
the chat
room. Miami still has pay phones.
Yeah, Miami still has pay phones because Miami still has homeless people. Homeless problem, I guess. But.
Yeah, any place that's warm, generally, I think, has a homeless problem.
Although I really shouldn't talk down to homeless people because I was sitting on the couch and I have these shorts that I wear around the house. And I don't wear them with underwear, obviously, because they're my wear-around-the-house shorts. Mm-hmm. And I went to stand up and my penis popped right out of the hole because there's a hole in the bottom of them. And I told Marie, I go, Marie, my penis popped out. And she looked at it and she goes, what's wrong with you? She goes, do not wear those outside of the house. I go, I'm not, but now I want to, you know.
Just to be, you know, dangerous. Just in case something like that might happen.
It's like Russian roulette, but with your penis.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
So what did you guys do this weekend?
What I did right now was just give you a drop for you to play and use against me later. This weekend, what did we do this weekend?
We went to go see Doctor Strange in 3D.
Holy shit, Doctor Strange is really good.
Dude.
Yeah, that's one of the comics I'm not too familiar with.
Yeah, it has a Ding Dong Slippery Wicks in it as Doctor Strange. And who else is in it? Tilda
Swinton.
Yeah, that bitch. And it's really good.
I'm strangely attracted to her, and I don't know why.
Doctor Strangely attracted to her.
Oh, God.
By the way, the most unbelievable part of that movie that was filled with magic and demons was the accent that fucking ping pong rumble match was trying to pull off. Because his American accent is not good. Would you agree, Marie?
Benedict Cumberbun wasn't good?
His American accent?
It was fine.
Popecone Batman Stush.
Yeah, no.
His accent was fine. I don't know what you're talking about.
Was he trying to do an American? He was trying to do an American, and you could tell.
I could tell anyway, but...
I thought it was fine.
The movie was really good.
I'm Doctor Strange.
By the way, the people that made the movie had to have done psychedelics because there's things in the movie that if you've ever tripped before, like
You're speaking like you've done DMT.
No, not DMT, but the...
Did you guys take any psychedelics before the movie?
No.
Oh, before the movie? No.
We didn't know what the movie was going to be about. We were just told... You have to see it in 3D. You have to see it in 3D. Not seeing it in 3D is just a waste of time. Don't even bother to not see it in 3D. So we're like, all right, we'll see it in 3D. And it felt like if Inception was mixed with Doctor Who on a DMT trip.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. All the reviews I've read said it's just visually stunning.
It
the
is.
The way they were able to pull this off.
It was beautiful.
I'm so far behind, I just saw Civil War.
All I'll say is backwards timeline fight.
It was ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
That was so fucking cool. Good.
Yeah, definitely watch Doctor Strange if you can. I mean, it's amazing.
Oh yeah, I mean, cool. I'm a huge I'm a huge advocate for anything Marvel does. But I'm not familiar with Doctor Strange. None of the time.
You don't need to
timeline
be.
Stuff. None of the comic books.
Doesn't matter.
Like, give me the synopsis.
Doesn't matter. Marie didn't know anything about it.
I knew nothing about it. And the only thing that I thought was cool was leaving the theater, as Royce always does. He points out that there's an Infinity Stone, and you notice that there are Infinity Stones in other Marvel movies, and they're leading up to, what was it that you were saying?
Avengers Infinity Thanos. War. Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but no, the movie Doctor Strange, real quick synopsis, is he's a real doctor who does surgery or whatever, and he gets in a car accident and his hands obviously get fucked up, so he can't do surgery anymore.
Typical. At that point I was like, oh my god, so typical.
And
but I liked his character and I liked what he did with it.
Yeah. And he goes into magic to try to heal himself, and then he becomes
a superhero. He's like Dr. Iron Man. Like, where Iron Man is, like, the king of science, this guy's, like, the king of doctor things. Mm-hmm.
And magic?
And
king of doctor.
King of doctor things. So, like, he's super smart.
I thought Dr. House was the king of doctor things.
Yes, he is kind of like House.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, Dingleberry Psyops is very, 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 very funny in this movie.
Yeah.
This has gotten to, a 14th level.
I think he's very funny in the movie, for real.
That's
we need to have the best.
I swear to God, I cannot see this movie because every time he's going to be there, every time he says something, I'm going to think of like how people pronounce his name. I'm just going to be giggling.
Oh, and Rachel McAdams' apple's in there, too.
Oh, yeah, Rachel McAdams' apple's in the movie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Rachel McAdams. We gave her such a fucking terrible nickname, and she might be a nice person. We don't know anything about her.
Oh, she's adorable.
Rachel McAdams.
Do you think
apple.
Any of her friends ever say Rachel McAdams' apple? Right, and like do like spit takes?
Yes, I would
By
say
the way, just quick producer note, Mitch, can we throw in the Benedict Cumberbatch name bit that we did however long ago, just so people have reference if we ever have to do a best of again?
My God.
Yeah, I'll try to find it.
I forget when we did it.
Also, producer thing, Mitch, go fuck yourself.
But yeah, the cool thing about the movie is that,
I mean,
like, he's super smart in the science area, and then he's presented with parallel universe, like, Eastern medicine monk shit. And he's just like, cool, I'll go with this.
Yeah.
But he makes fun of it along the while. So I like the sarcasm. Like I said, it's like Iron Man sarcasm.
Okay.
And then speaking of movies, tomorrow Bad Santa 2 comes out. You guys going to catch that?
Yeah, I'll see. Yeah. I hope it's good. I
have a feeling that one's going to go the route of Dumb and Dumber 2 because it's been so many years since the original one. When did the first one come out? 2003? I think I might be right on that one.
Yeah, I think you might be. 2003, 2004.
If only somewhere we had around some there, sort of internet to confirm this.
I don't believe
it. Well, I just figured someone would know off the top of their
head. One day we'll
get there.
Why
would we know? And why, like, none of us even bothered to Google it. We're like, sure, whatever. Cool. It's fine.
But my point is that I think it's going to go down that route where I see too many ads for it. And when you see a lot of ads for a movie, it's like, oh boy, this, even the production company knows that this probably isn't a great movie. So they want to get their money back in the first weekend before a lot of people see it and go, yeah, it's kind of blows.
My prediction, you know what I mean? Is it's going to be better than the Santa Claus 2.
The Tim Allen movie?
Yep.
Most things are better than that.
Yeah, most things are better than anything Allen.
Anything
does.
With Tim Allen minus toy. The only reason Tim Allen
is
even.
It's
going
to be better than Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
I believe
it's going to be better than all those because I have two words for you. Christina Hendricks. My God.
That's right. She is. I did see her in this.
Her and her fucking tits are casted in this movie.
I love her.
I believe that the only reason Tim Allen isn't out selling Coke again is because of Toy Story. And if it wasn't because of that, what else would he be doing? Name Tim Allen's biggest thing after Home Improvement.
Home Improvement coming back to Netflix.
Oh, it's not. That's fake.
Christmas with the Cranks.
What's the one where they went to space?
See, Galaxy Quest?
Space Quest.
Yeah, Space Quest.
Yeah, Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest. That one.
Jesus Christ, look at her boobs.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to see those on a big screen.
Yeah, no, Christina Hendricks, I've been a huge fan of her ever since. Well, obviously, you know, her breakout thing was Mad Men, but man, I'm a huge fan. I have a weakness for redheads.
She was fantastic in The Serenity.
Oh, can I tell how baller status we were when we saw the movie? When we saw Doctor Strange, we saw one of the AMC dine-ins in 3D. So we had 3D glasses while we're eating our food and watching
and
the movie.
Reclinable chairs?
I'm telling you, yeah, it's totally comfy. I love dine-in theaters. That's the way every theater should
be. That's the way it should be these days, yes.
Because that's, again, it entices you to go to the movies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, granted, when you leave, you spend $100, okay, and you're like, what have I done with my life?
Well, it's true. It is expensive. I will agree. You're right.
That is very true.
We did tickets are expensive. I love that they charge you extra for the dine-in one, even though you're already going to spend money on food. So it's like, oh, here's even more money you have to spend. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, the theater's got to make money somehow, because with just... You know,
dude, we saw it in 3D.
No one going to the theaters anymore. So
we saw it in 3D, and it was at the dine-in, and it was like the online convenience fee to buy the tickets,
yeah,
to pick
like,
your seats. It was $40 for two tickets.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
It was remember Disney, AMC, Downtown, and then online fees and convenience fees and 3D fees.
Okay, well you didn't mention that you were at Disney Downtown.
Yep.
Well, I mean, what you could do is you go to DealFlix and use the promo code MLR and you get 10% off.
That's a good one.
Which we didn't do.
We didn't do that. We didn't
but you can do that.
But to be fair, DealFlix, add some more theaters closer to me. I don't want to have to drive 50 miles to the nearest one.
Yeah.
Just constructive criticism. All right. promo code MLR, guys. Seriously, though.
There you go.
But outside of that, we helped our buddies marathon through the season of South Park to catch them up.
Helped them. We watched South Park. They didn't need our assistance.
Well, we insisted that they put up the big screen in their backyard, and we projected it while we burned
it. It got
things.
Really cold down here, guys. It got in the 40s, and since we were chilly.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
It didn't get in the 40s. It was in, like, the high 50s.
Okay, it was in the 50s.
Hey, it was in the 40s last night. Yeah.
It was in the 40s, and we had the fire pit going, and we set the projector on outside, and we watched South Park outside. And by the way, this season was amazing so far. It's been fucking fantastic.
Has anyone else been watching South Park this season?
Religiously.
Oh, yes.
I haven't.
So good.
The interesting thing for me is knowing that they thought that Hillary Clinton was going to have won the election and that they were writing the script in that direction, and then they had to turn and make it Trump.
Yeah.
So, like, the last two episodes, I'm really just like, were they ever intending for this plot line, or did they just have to, like, throw this shit together?
Right.
By the way, if you want to hear more about the South Park stuff, listen to Screw You Guys, I'm Going Home. It's on the MLR feed. It's a Punchy and Hammy show.
Nice.
So
plug.
Check that out.
What I would like to know about that, I mean, I understand they had to do, like, an impromptu rewrite, but that other script... If it's still, like, there and still intact, would they ever, like, come out with, like, at least showing what the plot line was going to be, or it's basically just, like, lost in the wind?
I don't know.
Because that would
knowing
be interesting.
Knowing them, they might...
Only time will
tell. I'm really distracted because Maul put a Tumblr up of just Christina Hendricks' boob shots.
I know, it's so great.
Wow. She was voted World's Sexiest Woman?
I don't know about that.
I don't know about the integrity of all these polls and all
that
voting.
Yeah, seriously. Those World Sexiest...
No, it was a magazine. It was in People magazine.
I know, but World Sexiest...
She's so talented.
World Sexiest...
They didn't ask me, though.
Yeah. World Sexiest Blink.
So it's not all-inclusive.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By the way, before we move topics from movies and stuff...
Boobies and stuff.
Holy fuck, Westworld is so good. It just
oh, I haven't watched I've up to episode 7.
What's is the current episode? What episode are
7?
They
where Bernard you find
what?
Out.
I
didn't say anything. I didn't say anything.
Spoiler alert, first off. Yes.
That's why I stopped myself, dude. I said, Bernard, you find out, and that's all I said.
He's a black guy.
He is. you fucking spoiler!
All right. There is that.
I'm going to say...
Why would you do that?
I'm going to say
you're
something...
You're one episode behind, Dutch.
I'm going to say something super controversial right now.
Leave if you say it's not good.
You don't like the show?
It's losing me.
Really?
What?
Oh.
Here's the thing is like,
what?
The idea and the plot line and the concept of it are super fascinating, but it is so quiet and slow paced and all over the place that I'm just like, When are we going to get fireworks, hold on.
And you need more orgies and things like that.
Let me translate for Marie. There's no elves or magical things or dragons and maidens, so I can't pay attention to it.
I love AI. I love fantasy. I love weird timelines.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't love AI. You hate all the things that I hate that I like with AI stuff. Name something else about AI that you, another movie with AI that you like.
See her nipples in this one.
Do you even like, shut up. Do you even like the movie AI?
I'm all about CB, Christina's boobs.
The movie AI wasn't that great, but I enjoyed it.
See, it was a terrible movie. That was one of those trick questions. You didn't pass a Turing test. You're not human. You're clearly a robot. Only a robot would not like Westworld.
Listen, all I'm saying is...
And you're muted.
This means nothing to me.
All I'm saying is the last two Westworld episodes, I fell asleep at the very end of it with. And the one from this past week, I like kept getting up halfway through. I'm like, I got stuff I got to do. Like, I'm paying attention. I promise I'm paying attention. But I got to go do other stuff.
You could be sleepy buddies with Sherry.
I like sleeping.
I am enjoying Westworld a lot.
I love it. And I actually got Kelsey onto it because there's not a whole lot of shows that we like together because she's either 8 seasons behind, mm-hmm. like when we first started dating, or just it's one of those things where I have a hard time watching shows with her because you know her. She'll like stop every 5 minutes going, wait, was that person supposed to be?
Yeah.
Who is? How? What's his name again? Just watch it! But this one, I told her, I was like, okay, I'm like 4 episodes ahead of you. I'm not watching them with you. You either catch up and you get it or you don't. And then we'll see if we can actually watch this show together. I mean, she's all caught up, and now we're going to start watching it together. So
I like it, but if we watch anything after 8:30 at night-ish, I'm done. Just done. I can't even.
You have too comfortable of a couch then.
It is. It's a comfortable couch.
If you're constantly falling asleep, you need to get a less comfortable chair.
Listen.
I also wake up at 5 a.m. every day.
Here is Westworld in a nutshell. So it's like beautiful backdrop scene. Everyone is deep in thought. And we're going to have conversations. And we're going to go over here now. And then this is something that may or may not be real. And then this is something that may or may not be real. And we don't know what's real.
True.
And then this is a person. And then this is a person in an Inception story of the same person.
I think, Marie, I think in the next episode, you're going to get a holy fuck, oh my God.
Yeah, I agree.
HBO is too good. I think they're batting 1,000 at this point with their pedigree of shows that they put out there. I don't see them not keeping your attention from here on out. I think they've been doing a lot of character development the last couple of episodes, but I think that's important. So,
and Anthony Hopkins has been very good.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is with Marie, she needs, you know, I bet you just got a boner the second you saw that Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them first came out. Like the ads for them. Are you super excited to go see it or have you already seen it?
I have not already seen it. I've been waiting to see it this weekend with my family because my mom's a Harry Potter fan too. And I've heard mixed reviews that it's not that great. And I've had reservations about it because it's not in the Harry Potter book timeline. And I have no idea what to expect because I didn't read a book about it. It's in the universe, but it's in America. Okay, so I was on Pottermore right before this thing started, and because I heard that from someone else that that J.K. Rowling wrote a little short biop or like just a little synopsis of what the house in the American version is going to be like, and that you appreciate the movie better if you read the backstory. So I was kind of reading the backstory, and I also found out that I would be sorted in Hufflepuff, and I have a Phoenix Corps wand.
Oh, no.
I got stuck in Pottermore.com. I'm so sorry, guys.
Is the American house a lot fatter?
Look, I know that I was listening to The Real Thing, which is...
No, it's just more of a melting pot.
The Real Thing, R-E-E-L, and that's also more like radio. And I know Chris saw it, and he said he didn't like it, and he says that... Apparently, people that go to that Pottermore site, it's funny you mentioned that, like it because it's so inside. But like for regular people, it's a little too, you know.
Yeah, well, I also looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's getting like a B+ type rating. And
what did Doctor Strange get?
I don't know.
I'm just curious. I want to compare. I want to see how it did. I mean, it's a Marvel.
What are Rotten Tomatoes? Yeah. The Harry Potter movies, when they first came out, didn't get incredible ratings. They got about B+.
No, they didn't. No.
Because the book is better.
Exactly. The book is much better.
Doctor Strange is 90%.
90%.
All right, well, there you go.
And then
Marie, do you, have you guys seen Fantastic Beast yet?
I just said,
where's the beef? Wow.
Going,
John, what have you been listening to the last 5 minutes?
I've been listening to you guys, but I've been staring at Christina Hendricks' tits.
Okay, fair.
Fantastic Beast is 77%.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And audience score 85%. So like 85. I said, you know, C plus, B minus type rating, which is normal for a Harry Potter movie. Because the books are way better than the movie. And I don't know why J.K. Rowling just doesn't bother to fucking write the book out before. Like, why is she making movies and plays and then doing fake news articles in Pottermore.com? Just fucking write a book already.
Because she wants money, like, straight up.
Well, everybody wants money straight up.
Yeah, but you can get money from a book, too. She
made
money.
Yeah, but not as much as you can from,
like... She owns a castle because of the books.
But gross revenue from the movies, instead of, like, the books, you know, it takes time with books.
You take time with books.
I don't even.
I mean, am I right or am I wrong? Or do I even know what I'm talking about?
I would still focus on the fact that we were talking about that for 5 minutes, and you went, "Have you guys, Murray? Have you seen Fantastic Beasts yet?"
I already told you guys, man. Christina Hendricks has got me mesmerized.
I get it,
with
dude. I've been looking at it at the same time that you have, but still, that was a good one.
My goddamn kryptonite, man.
Mal in the chat says Fantastic Beasts' CGI looks like stuff from 2006. On the other side, Doctor Strange's CGI was on point.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Like you were looking at just different dimensions and universes, and you're like, yeah, that seems believable.
Do you think that Marvel, because you got to imagine any of these studios or whatever, they go out and they hire, you got to imagine the best animators work for Pixar, right?
Right, you would assume.
Could you imagine, do you think that Marvel has just locked down, like, they're like the Yankees of the CGI world? They go and they're like, you know, whatever studio has the best CGI workers, they're like, how much are they paying you? $1 million? We'll pay you 10. And then they just bring every best one in, and that's the reason why they've been able to get away with having the best looking movies as far as CGI goes.
Disney bought Marvel.
Not even movies, but even like their TV production and Netflix. Like they're
that
all
too,
the same production company.
Disney owns both Marvel and Pixar, so it's all Disney.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, it's not going to be one single person that's going to be the Antichrist. It's going to be the Disney Corporation.
They own Star Wars. They own Star Wars. They own Marvel. They own, of course, all the Disney shit. ABC, ESPN.
They own their own city.
Yeah, they have their own cities. Yeah, you're right. And basically, I believe the fucking Epcot ball over here.
They're going to secede from the union because they're not Trump supporters. Nah, we were talking about Texas and California last week. What if they just were like, we're going to be the United States at Disney?
Here's what I think is that the Epcot ball here is an actual army base, and it opens up and there's a cannon. And I believe that all of Disney has a wall that goes around it, and you could live there. And they're going to secede.
First of all, Disney would not be a United States. It would be a monarchy. Their whole platform is having princes and princesses.
Oh, right. You're right.
And they are influenced by an alleged Nazi sympathizer. So you
the
know.
House of Disney.
Yeah. So they're ready to retrofit those monorails.
Yeah.
They're ready to retrofit those monorails into death trains very quickly.
So is Disney for or against Trump then?
I would believe that Disney publicly is against it, but privately is for it.
Yeah, because Walt himself was a little bit of an anti-Semite.
A little, allegedly?
Yeah, well, just trying to be mild with it.
Oh, I thought we were answering seriously because of the whole business thing, not because of the whole Jew thing.
Well, both. I mean, hand in hand?
Because,
I
think that's if you think about it, a lot of gays work for Disney, too, so that would go against the whole Jew
thing. It doesn't matter.
Look, keep your friends close and your Jews closer.
That's not how it goes. I don't believe that's how it goes.
I think John's pretty close.
But
Disney could be like the West, the Seven Kingdoms and the Game of Thrones thing, because they have Disneyland, they have Disney World, they have Disney Shanghai, they have Disney Hong Kong, they have Disney Paris, they have Tokyo Disney. And do they have a seventh one? Could they be a Game of Thrones?
Shrimp soup.
That's the
gumbo
seventh. Have you guys read Revelations? If they get the seventh one, that's a seven horsemen.
No, it's
I'm telling you, Disney is going to be the Antichrist.
Four horsemen, Dutch.
Seven.
Seven daggers. Four horsemen.
Seven plagues. Seven horsemen.
No, seven up. Make seven up yours.
7 Up yours, exactly.
And this rapture is brought to you by 7 Up.
And now for something really good.
Yeah, I mean, everything
they
Disney's
really
doing,
do own everything.
Everything they're doing's been fucking great.
You they own ABC, so they own news.
Well, as in like the news.
As in
what
the news?
What news? Like what popular news station do they own? Because like CNN, Fox News, and MSNBC are like the mains out there, right?
Well, isn't Fox Viacom?
I don't know.
I believe you. I think you're right.
Yay.
Yeah, so that's it. Well, it's a different company entirely. I think we're going to get down to 5 companies that run just about everything. Disney will be one of them. Google will be another.
Facebook
will be. Well, they're more than likely going to merge with Google here soon.
No, Facebook and Google are going to be like opposite each other.
You think so?
Yeah. They're going to be
about
like
Twitter?
Rivals. No, Twitter will get eaten up by somebody.
More likely Facebook. Because Facebook already they got Instagram a long time ago, and when that deal went down, everybody's like, "What are they doing? This website is only pictures. Like, why would they spend that? Like, I think they spent like $1 billion on it.
I don't know.
To the guys who invented Instagram, and now it's completely eclipsed Twitter at this point, as far as users go, or at least as far as new users go per year, per month, or however they gauge that shit.
I don't know. Man.
And then so Facebook already like Snapchat too, so they're already got that market.
I feel like Facebook's probably going to take over all the social medias.
Well, I mean, Facebook Sorry, go ahead, Mitch.
I was going to say, does Facebook own Instagram?
Yes.
Yes.
Don't they also own Snapchat?
No.
No.
Oh, they don't.
I think so. Yeah, I know they bought out Instagram like 3 years ago.
I know Snapchat, yes. I think it's its own thing.
Yes. Snapchat I think, is still upstart. Trying to figure out how to make money and shit.
Yeah. Twitter was on the top of the social media verse for a couple of years there, and they're still trying to hang on to that with their new, because they're teaming up with like, you know, oh, if you can't get the football game, you can watch it on Twitter or whatever. And they're trying to do what they can to stay relevant at this point. But I think eventually Facebook will more than likely, so they'll be one of the 5 companies that runs everything. They'll be the ones that run all the social medias. Disney, I feel like, will run all of entertainment. Google will run all of the rest of the internet. Who else am I?
I want to say either Microsoft or IBM is going to win out something.
You know what I learned?
I think Apple will take over all the phones eventually.
You know what I learned? I forgot. I did my second year in a row talking to middle schoolers last week on Thursday.
You did it again?
Yeah, I did it again. I was invited to
again. Oh, nice. Okay, how did that go? Did you tape this time?
Well, hold on. What? No. I do have show stuff, and I do have show stuff. I talked to a bunch of 8th graders, and the reason you reminded me was because I brought up Facebook and Instagram, but none of them use that. Like middle schoolers and younger kids are using more Snapchat only and shit like that. But anyway, I talked to a bunch of 8th graders. It was in a math class, and I show up, and it's a middle school, so you know there's like 7 periods. I get there and all the kids are listening to 2 defensive linemen for the Tampa Bay Bucks. So they're talking to them. So I took a pic.
You had to follow up the Buccaneer.
Well, Dutch, I'm really glad, Dutch.
The Bucks, those 2 guys look like they did not want to be there.
I'm really glad you said that, Dutch, because the first thing I did was as soon as I was waiting there with my friend who's the teacher who invited me, I take a picture of the 2 bucks, and I put on Facebook, I go, oh, I'm at whatever middle school for career day. I have to, right now there's 2 NFL players talking, and I have to go on after them and tell them how I'd say dick jokes on the internet. And
can you show a picture? I want to see what these 2 guys look like. I'm sorry, I didn't look at Facebook.
Someone grab it from my Facebook, please. So anyway, I go to, I go there and I go to a class and I, start talking.
Do you remember what the names of the 2 guys were? Uh-uh.
No.
Okay.
But anyway, they're defensive linemen, so they weren't that big of a deal. So, and they're also Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So does that even count as football players? So
pretty good this year. Oh, there they are.
Shut up. So,
you had to follow them up.
Is that That's really awesome. A big deal, though?
So anyway, yeah. Anyway, I go and I speak to seven different classes. They come in and, you know, the first thing that the teacher had them do this year, which was different, was if you had 1,000 people listening to you, she had them write this. If you had 1,000 people listening to you, what would you want your message to be?
Do you want us to read them now?
Yeah, can you go grab them, Marie? So what would your message be? And after she did that, I go, wow, you know what? Can I keep those? Because I want to read what middle schoolers would do if they had a radio
Interesting.
Show. Okay? And some of them are great.
Wait, so you asked them that question and had them write it down?
The teacher asked them that and had them write it down.
Oh, okay.
But when she said that, I go, that's really cool. Let me get that. So they wrote it down, and I'm going to read them all because it's too many. But I'm going to read some of them. And again, another student drew me. He drew my face.
Very drawable face.
Yeah, I know. He did. So he drew me. And I said that I asked the teachers if it would be cool if I read them. Now, the thing is, the kids want to listen to them. So we have to try not to curse and let's try to be clean just for this segment because it's a middle school. Right. And they were really excited about listening to it. And Dutch, let me tell you something. And this has never happened to me before. It was very weird.
Oh, no. Okay, what happened?
After the third class, Dutch, I had 6 kids lined up. They wanted my autograph. I swear to God.
What? What? Yours?
I know. Weird, right? They wanted my autograph. A bunch of kids took.
They should know that you're never going to be famous.
I know they should.
I mean, I guess they have dreams, but.
Well, no, we were already famous once a couple years ago.
And then they took.
We're past that famous part.
They took They took selfies with me and stuff like that.
Yeah, but the problem is they all posted on Snapchat and they all disappeared.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That is the downside of that site.
So they wrote down all the what they would say if they were on there, and I guess I'll read.
I put them in order from top to.
Okay, this.
Yeah, just.
All right. This is Melissa. Melissa.
Don't say her last name.
I'm allowed.
Well, don't. Just say Melissa.
Okay, this is Melissa. I would share a message. Be respectful to each other. Be nice to people around you. Don't give up on something that you really want to do. We have to start recycling. We have to stop making fun of people. That's what Melissa would want her message
to Melissa,
be.
Hey, Melissa.
Yeah,
I just want to let Melissa know that some recycling is actually worse than just making new because it actually converts more fossil fuels and it's worse for the environment. So don't recycle everything.
If I can, are we allowed to inject? What do you want us to do with this whole?
You can say whatever you want. We're talking to them. Go for it. You're allowed.
Okay,
just keep it clean.
That very last one. Stop making fun of people. Here's how you combat that. Have better comebacks than the jokes that they make. If you can get the crowd of people to laugh harder at your comeback than the initial joke that was made in your direction, you win.
And if you are not funnier than they are, burn their house down.
Well, no, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't listen to Mitch. Mitch is a little weird. Don't do that.
Yeah, I would say it's probably agreed upon the Dutch and Royce community that we are okay with making fun of things that we feel is ridiculous because we can dish what we can take and
By
vice
the way,
versa.
We already have the high school market cornered in Miami. So now I'm just trying to get the middle school market cornered in Tampa.
And if you follow politics at all, we are now learning from President Barack Obama himself.
Not my president.
That we should allow discourse. We should allow conversation of disagreeing opinions. So making fun of somebody is essentially the same thing as saying I disagree with something that you do. And so you should just ask why.
All right. Perfect. All right.
Now here's go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, well, let's not focus on one.
Go ahead, Marina. Read the next one.
All right. This one, it's hard to understand how this person's name is. I'm just going to say Jaslyn.
Okay.
Jaslyn. If I had the ability to reach an audience of over 1,000 people, I would say not to let your dreams just be ideas in your head. Make them realistic. Make them come true. Also, don't let anybody hold you back or make you go backwards. And the last thing is don't walk the extra mile for people who aren't putting in effort.
I like the last one.
Wow. Here's the thing that what was the grade again? You said middle school, but eighth grade?
Eighth grade. So we're looking at 13, 14-year-olds.
trying to put myself in my mind, in the mindset of an eighth grader back then, in that you're hearing a lot of inspirational quotes from someone and you're actually attempting to apply them to your life going forward. And it sounds like that's a little bit what the last two people have said so far.
The next one is Stephanie. My message would be about having determination to never back down so easily. My advice, my advice would be honest. I would say I would say it to everyone.
You also have to keep in mind, like, A, they're just hitting puberty, so they're probably all, you know, going through some difficult life changes. And also, a lot of these guys are minorities. Half of these were in Spanish.
Yeah, oh, that's the other thing. So when I'm talking to the kids, dude, I would say at least, and this is not an exaggeration, 80% of them spoke Spanish, and some of them didn't even speak English well. So, yeah.
And apparently a lot were Cuban, and really, like, the fact that...
As soon as I said I was Cuban, I felt like I fucking won... I
should won the room already.
God damn it.
Hey, it's one of us.
I'll edit that out.
We can turn into something.
Yeah.
This one
does. Hey, it's not nice when you say it, Mitch.
Hey, hold on, real quick. Can we read from any of the? Are there any boys?
Oh no,
I think I have a boy.
Yeah, yeah, don't worry. We picked that. We already pre-picked him. Go ahead.
I think I have a boy, but the initials are just BW. He literally, I think he was writing stream of consciousness. He just goes, I don't know. I have stage fright, and I'm not good at making speeches, so I have no idea what I would do if I were in that situation. Only clue is that I would talk about video games or coding. I would also like an audience of other games or coders so we could all learn from each other.
There you go. That's the difference between a boy's brain and a girl's brain in the eighth grade. The girls are actually starting to mature, because everybody knows that girls mature quicker than boys do. And they're taking inspirational quotes and, you know, you can do it, champ. And they're running with it. This guy's like, screw it.
I have some advice for BW here.
Sure.
You need to find. Yes, B-dubs. First of all, I'm not a big fan of your wings, but I do love your mushrooms. But what you need to do, find a game you're really good at that you can comment on and start a YouTube channel. Now, you're going to probably be terrible for the first 3 years, but eventually you might do good at it.
Well, here, and another thing, too, is they're starting to have professional gaming, and that they're showing this on ESPN now, which is like a sports... E-gaming is like exploding now, where you can get paid from sponsors a good chunk of money for being awesome at a video game.
Yeah, but
being a drone racer, being good at video games is not anything that you can. I'm not talking about drone racing. I'm talking about just video games.
Well, Dutch
shooters or whatever.
Dutch,
you can get paid in doing that. So don't think that that's a career choice. It's throwing everything down there.
But Dutch, how do they do that if they're not Korean?
What, do you watch e-gaming?
Yeah, I do. They're all Korean.
The answer is EA Games.
They're mostly Korean.
The answer is EA Games, which is based in Central Florida.
There's another boy.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh.
It's another boy, Sebastian.
The University of Central Florida actually pumps out a lot of developers and coders because of the fact that it's so close to EA Games.
The next one's another boy, Sebastian. The message I would
like... Sebastian! Or Seb.
The message I would like...
Under the sea...
Seabass. The message I would like to share is you should skateboard because it's fun. Also, I would offer advice by showing them tricks. Also, by telling them go to the skate park and have fun. I will show them how to do tricks and things like that.
This is exactly what Dutch was saying, the difference between boys and girls at that age.
Can we read another
girls want to be motivational. The guys want to play games and skateboard.
Can we read another girls one real quick just to see if we can prove my point a little bit more?
Yep. Okay, I got Alicia here. If Alicia. I had the ability, and by the way, this is in purple pen. I want you to know this.
Yep.
And she has wonderful handwriting. If I had the ability to reach an audience of over 1,000 people... My message is to be yourself and don't listen to what other people will say about you. Stay confident and do what makes you happy and work for what you want, because nobody's going to give it to you.
Oh, no.
Can I?
Well, no, no, no. That's a very dude inspirational. But like I said, we're just, I'm laughing because it's just making my point of the girls mature so much faster.
Can I read now? Let me read another boys one, if you don't mind.
Yes, please. Let's see it.
Can you give my mixtape a shout out? It's called Prelude, and it's dropping on SoundCloud December 1st. That's from Iverson. and by the way, when he goes, can you plug my mix? He asked me, can you plug my mixtape on your show? I said, sure. I go, but I don't know because fires aren't allowed in studios. And he gave me daps and high fived me.
Nice.
I have another boys one here. Use code Jared for 10% off on a GoPuck.
What's a GoPuck?
That's my favorite one. I actually had to look up what a GoPuck was because I did not know. But I want to know, why is GoPuck paying this middle school student? Wait,
what is a GoPuck? I don't know what this is either.
Nobody knows, but use Jared to get 10%.
I know. I want to know what it is, though, if GoPuck, I need to use Jared.
Wearable power. I'm going to GoPuck.com.
GoPuck yourself.
Was it an external battery?
Yeah, it looks like it's an external battery.
Is that what it is? Is it for GoPros? Yeah.
Is it charged when you move, or is it from
the sun? It's just a battery pack, and it's like a USB for your phone or GoPro or whatever else you have.
And if you promote it, you can get a free one? Jared, I don't know what you're doing
here. I bet his name is Jared. I bet he has some sort of affiliation deal or whatever, so if they use his promo code, he gets like a cut.
Right.
Or maybe he's...
He's a businessman.
Maybe he's a time traveler, and he's like the equivalent of an Idiocracy when they were like brought to you by Carl's Jr. Because he's just...
That's pretty cool.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because they pay me every time I do.
Here's another... It looks like boys' handwriting. Help stop bullying would be my... Ooh, hard to read.
By the way, message. I did filter through all those, and Jared's GoPuck promo was the last funny one out of all of them. The rest were serious, motivational, inspirational, or in Spanish, and I couldn't read them.
Yeah, a lot of them were in Spanish.
Well, give the Spanish ones to Royce, and he'll translate.
Royce can't read Spanish the way a normal Spanish speaker
si
could.
Las mil personas jóvenes de mi edad. It's the handwriting. That's right. Dile que fueron mis jóvenes personas que se comportaran mejor, que tuvieran más educación, que sean sinceros, que respetan sus profesores, que estudien y que disfruten mucho su vida y su juventud.
What is he saying?
I read Spanish, okay, Marie. Shut up. I did really fucking
I don't care if you read it. Just translate it for me, stupid.
Oh, no. I'm not doing that.
Could you please tell me what this child was saying?
Sorry, that only comes with the gold package of Rosetta Stone. You got the free version.
You get that on GoPuck.
Yeah. Use Jared, 10% off.
See, mine comes up as like a really bad WordPress site. It doesn't. The All GoPuck right. thing.
There we go. Those are the ones that I wanted to read. But yeah, I talked to them, and you know, the thing with the school is that. The teacher was telling me they get a lot of the students that get expelled from other schools. Like
it's like a halfway house.
No, it's not. No,
it's just,
not a halfway house.
It's just not a high rated private school. It's a lower funded.
Yeah, that's what it is. So you go and you're talking to them and you know, I learned from last year, it doesn't matter what I do. They're going to want to ask me questions about other things. And every single class asked me these three questions.
What was it?
What my favorite...
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
What is my favorite brand of shoes? If I had $1 million, what would I do with it?
Okay.
And if I could have any car, what would it be? Every class asked me the same thing.
That's very – well, I mean, hold on. Was this the way where you said I'm open for questions and – kids were like, we don't know what to ask this guy.
I would say 90% of it was questions. And every single class, I talked to 6-7 classes. Every single class asked me that separately from each other.
Think of it this way. When you were in school and you had a guest presenter, the kids would just keep asking questions to not have to go back to regular work.
Not have to class. Okay, never mind. I know. I get it.
And when I started, the first thing I said to every class was, "Hi, my name is Royce Lopez, and I'm the reason you don't have to do math today." And they were all sort of clapping because they didn't have to do work.
So
all three of the questions were financially based questions. Like their biggest dreams in life are to get shiny shoes, a shiny car, and win $1 million.
Yeah, I said I don't really care. One kid's like, "You like Jordans?" Like, I really don't care for Jordans. They're made in the same sweatshop as Payless shoes are, so I'm not going to pay for them. And
what did they say to that?
Nothing. They laugh. I mean, what are they going to say? I don't think they comprehend a lot where stuff comes from. They just know that there's stuff, you know? And it was weird, man, because, you know, I'm 34, and you're sitting there talking to 8th graders, 13 to 14-year-olds, and they live in a world that's always had internet. They've always had internet.
That's the thing that you have to – I was going to ask you, like, how do you put yourself in a mind – because I remember when I was an 8th grader, I never had internet. So when you're trying to put yourself in a what?
I'll tell you how I put myself in the mindset. I dabbed for them.
That's out, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Except I fucking crushed it. I dabbed for them. And then I actually, last year
Did you mannequin for them?
Last year I was joking that I was going to do it, but this year I literally turned a chair backwards and sat in it for one of the classes for real. And I started rapping with them.
Not bad.
Well,
here's the thing. You're obviously doing something good if they ask you back a second time.
I know. And I also said I was one of the kids after the class goes, "Hey, man, I just want to say, you know, thanks a lot. You know, out of all the speakers, you're the only one that actually spoke to us like people." And I was like, "Oh, all right. I guess, I don't know."
And by people, you mean adults and
like
not
adults,
children.
Like adults and not children, yeah. So
not like dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it was like I said, you know, it was really, really weird talking to people who've always had the internet and like, you know, their questions are so different than mine would have been, you know, when I was their age.
Were there any weird questions that you still remember from last Thursday outside of the Jordans and the $1 million and the cars?
Weird questions.
Anything that like stood out to you, like why would, okay, and then you just kind of went with it.
No, I don't. Well, the election. I did not expect a bunch of middle schoolers to start asking me about the election. I didn't see that coming.
Well, were they asking in the sense of,
like, who did you vote for?
Okay.
Or, you know, what do you think about the elections and blah, 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 blah.
And did you share with them that you voted?
Yeah, I told them I'd vote for either one of them, for either Hillary or Trump. And apparently I found out that school had a mock election. Mm-hmm. So they...
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I never even thought about that. Yeah, that's a cool thing to do. Have a mock election and then you say what the... That's cool.
One of the kids, one of the eighth graders said he would have voted. He voted for Gary Johnson in the mock election. So, you know, there's at least one... The future at least has some fucking hope.
It's about the same percentage as the rest of the United States.
Very good point.
You want to know what that kid was? He was coming from a divided house where, like, either the dad was for Hillary and the mom was for Trump.
He's like, screw
and
this.
And he's just
out.
Sick of hearing his parents argue about it. He was like, fuck it. I'm voting for whoever these two don't want.
Yeah.
Did you get a sense that the children were scared of the future?
No, not at all. I'll tell you this. The children handled the election way better than adults do. None of them were freaking out or worried. They were just all, you know, like, oh, whatever. Like, you know, who cares? And you got to think when you're 13 or 14 years old, that's how I would think. I'd be like, who cares? Whatever, who cares? You know? Because it doesn't really affect their lives.
That's true. They don't even need to worry about registering until 17.
And if we're being honest, it's probably not going to affect 90% of people's lives. So, you know.
No.
Dude, Facebook and all social media has not calmed down at all.
I'm going to put on a safety pin.
In fact, it's gotten worse.
Look how safe I am.
I got into an argument with one of my niece had hit first birthday for my niece. Everybody in the family got together at my brother's house,
just hanging out.
And towards the end of the night, everybody was sitting there arguing.
Wait,
because half of my family is divided.
I was gonna say,
one side is Trump, the other side is Hillary.
You have a large family. Give us a number of how many people were in the room when you say everyone was there.
Well, it wasn't in the room. We were outside by like the fire pit, and so it was like seven or eight people at the time.
Oh, I was gonna say, it sounded like you had like 20 to 24.
No.
Okay. So small subset of the family.
Small subset, but then people started rotating in and out. So by the end of the night, at least 20 plus of us had argued politics at one point, all in like the little area around the camp, not campfire, but like the propane fire.
Do you think anyone can get away from talking about politics this Thanksgiving?
Dude, you know how many fistfights?
I hope they don't, because I want to tell you guys a good story after this weekend.
You know how many fistfights are going to happen at Thanksgiving when people get a little drunk and they start talking politics?
I can't wait for the Hippo Juice afterwards, where you can read some news stories you know, half family killed by one guy who's a Hillary supporter.
Can I say that I was this story I thought was really cool. Apparently, Trump had an off the record meeting with a bunch of big media names, like, you know, Wolf Blitzer and Megyn Kelly. He basically, you know, called them all together, and they thought they were going to get an off-the-record, you know, thing of what access they were going to get. Well, apparently, according to a leaked source, Trump's off-the-record meeting with big media's names was like a fucking firing squad. Mm-hmm. Media executives and top anchors met with President-elect Donald Trump on Monday, but the off-the-record gathering apparently did not go as they expected. Instead of discussing issues like access to the administration and other media-related procedures, Trump reportedly took turn giving those attendants a Trump-style dressing down, one source told the New York Post. It was like a fucking firing squad, another one said. Trump reportedly singled out CNN's Jeff Zucker at one point, saying, "I hate your network. Everyone at CNN's a liar and you should be ashamed." According to the New York Post.
So it was the New York Post that leaked the news?
Nobody knows who leaked it. But my point is, the mere fact that Trump had an off-the-record meeting and somebody leaked it, you proved Trump's point, you morons. Trump kept saying, "We're in a room full of liars, the deceitful, dishonest media who got it all wrong." He addressed everyone in the room, calling the media dishonest, deceitful liars.
Well, because they painted him as a racist. Yeah. They painted him as all this other kind of stuff, like, which was a huge discussion. I'm sorry, go ahead.
He called out Jeff Zucker by name, said everyone at CNN was a liar. CNN was a network of liars. CBS Good Morning co-host Gail King did not stand up but asked some questions. "How do you propose we media work with you?" Chuck Todd asked some pretty pointed questions. David Muir asked, "How are you going to cope with living in D.C. while your family's in NYC? It was a horrible meeting. The meeting was off the record, meaning members of the media who attended agreed not to talk about what was discussed. The New York Post has a list of some of the attendees. The hour-long session included top execs from networks, cable news channels. Among the attendees were NBC's Deborah Turner's Lester Holt, Chuck Todd, ABC's James Goldstein, George Stephanopoulos, David Murr and Martha Radzett, also CBS, Noah, blah, 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 a whole bunch of people, Jay Wallace. I mean, everyone in the fucking media, basically.
And he basically said,
"Fuck you guys.
I'm never giving you anything. You can go fuck yourself." It was that whole thing from Half Baked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. I'm out.
That's horrible. It's awesome, actually.
He's going to have to do press releases and announcements.
And
so.
None of these guys are ever going to get it. It's only going to be the ones who were actually, what he thinks is, the ones who are fair.
Still waiting on that heifer, Julio.
I have leaked audio if you want to hear it.
I remember playing it.
Fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
But, wow, we're echoing because we played it at the same exact time.
Did we really?
Yeah, I played it. I stopped it at the beginning, but we played it at the same time. But then again, he said he's going to fucking, quote-unquote, drain the swamp, and now he's thinking of Mitt Romney for fucking Secretary of State. That's another fucking dude who's been in politics for 100 years.
I heard he was going to do Giuliani.
Either way, they've been in politics for 100 years. Like, that's not new blood. That's the same old fucking garbage.
Actually, fucking, I think Giuliani's been out for a while, hadn't he?
Yeah, I don't know if he's been in the game
recently.
Yeah,
but he's been speaking because 9/11 was the best thing to ever happen to Giuliani. And I think that is a statement I can make 100%.
The best thing ever to happen in New York was Giuliani.
The best thing that ever happened to Giuliani was 9/11. Would you agree?
No.
Yes.
Because he was already elected for his second term before that happened.
Yeah, like but hold on.
Republican mayor in a very liberal town.
That's not why. After he officed, do you know how much money he made? Because he was the mayor of New York during 9/11 speaking. He was making $250,000 a pop to speak at places.
Oh, well, everybody does that, right? No?
I wouldn't say if it wasn't for 9/11, normally the mayor of New York wouldn't be doing that after his thing. I don't think Bloomberg.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, now I see where you're going. Okay. Yeah. Financially, the best thing ever to happen to him.
Right, that's
okay.
What I mean.
I really dislike all these stories about who somebody is considering. Can you just freaking wait until you've decided so I don't have to read fluff piece of scared article versus scared article?
I agree.
Like, that's the one thing that I've been trying to trumpet across my timeline is, please stop freaking out about everything that you're reading right now. We've already established that the media are liars and have a bias. No one is unbiased in this. And so please just wait and see what happens and stop bashing each other.
Can I say that my what really makes me upset is that SNL is a perfect example. Like, the first show they had after Trump was elected, they had what's her face, Kate McKinnon playing Hillary and playing Hallelujah on the piano, like really somber because Trump won. But then it's like, but you guys had him host the show a year ago. Like, you literally had him on there and promoted him. You can't now be shocked. Mm-hmm. You helped him. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, that's the stuff that makes me upset. Like, the same news media that's crying gave him so much free publicity that he spent a third of what Hillary did. You want to know why? Because you guys kept his name in everyone's fucking mouth.
That it was the most brilliant part about his entire campaign is because he didn't have to spend a dollar on his campaign until after he was the elected, you know, candidate for the Republican Party.
I am a little worried.
All he had to do was just say something crazy and just be on everybody's face. Exactly.
I'm worried about, of course, his appointees, like the guy that he has for Surgeon General is like super against pot. Like, in 2014 said only bad people smoke pot. Like, he's a real big fucking crazy dude.
But then again, wasn't he for states' rights?
Yes,
though?
He was. Trump was. But then again.
So, hold on. Right there, that's his personal opinion. But if he's for states' rights, it's up to the state to.
Trump was
okay, right?
Trump was also for prosecuting Hillary when he got elected, and now he's saying they're not going to do that.
Well,
yeah, he was saying a lot of shit during
the election. Dutch, to your point about the state right thing. Now there are, what, 5 states that come January are going to allow recreational marijuana use, including mm-hmm. California. Eventually, we're going to have enough medical studies done that will either prove or disprove how safe marijuana is to use. And the Surgeon General is still a doctor who still has taken a Hippocratic oath and cannot ignore science. So
the DEA did.
Well, the DEA aren't doctors who took a Hippocratic oath. So hopefully, despite whatever this guy thinks is right or wrong, if we have enough research to back one way or another, he shouldn't be able to ignore it.
Miami Mill says, regarding the SNL thing, well, to be fair, it was also an homage to an artist that had died when Hillary was playing Hallelujah. Would you really think, if it really is an homage to an artist who died, do you really want a comedian playing a fake president playing the piano? That's how you honor a dead musician? That's not great. Either way, it's stupid. Like, it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, that's SNL's entire thing is being stupid. Like, they thrive on the silly. Like,
I know.
I wouldn't put too much credence in it.
No, I don't care. I mean, I mean, like I said, I don't know what's going to happen. But what I do know is that I thought after he got elected he was going to calm down, but he hasn't. Like, he's getting in Twitter fights with the cast of Hamilton. Like, I love it. He's losing his mind. And ironically, the cast of Hamilton that was talking down but you know, had their whole thing after
didn't they? I heard they started the booze.
It was the audience that started the booze.
The audience started the booze.
I heard that it was one of the cast members that started it who was on stage.
To be fair, none of us were there.
Every site has something different.
Exactly.
So. It doesn't matter. The point is that...
It's all bullshit.
The point is that, ironically, President Hamilton is the one that instated the...
President Hamilton.
Yeah.
Hamilton was never president. Alexander Hamilton?
Did I say President Hamilton?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I'm so sorry. God damn it.
Alexander Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton was one of the people that put in the Electoral College. So it's the same reason that Trump won. So it's kind of weird, you know? But, I mean, look, anyway. It hasn't ended. We're
still talking about it. We're supposed to go to break 4 minutes ago. And we're already talking about it.
I know, so. But I can't help it because, Dutch, all of social media, man, I mean, we joke about, oh, it's... No, but this is... Mitch, is it different for you? when you go on Facebook, what is it? Minus every other article is something about the election.
Most of it's all Trump is the worst, or then there's the Trump is the best, and then there's a cat every now and then. But
every once in a while, you will get a cat.
Politics.
There's a cat every now and
then. I see a lot more Trump is the worst, and I see Trump is the best. And I'm now also seeing things like boycott or don't boycott Target.
Hey, person caught. Assume the caught's gender.
You're right. People are either only going to buy at Target or never buy at Target because Target is aligning themselves with the LGBT
community. Liberal Walmart? I don't care. Who cares? It doesn't matter.
More expensive Walmart?
Yeah, basically. Slightly cleaner Walmart.
Slightly cleaner Walmart.
That's what it is. It's a slightly
That's cleaner. All it is. I mean, it's the same shit.
Yeah. I love how people that go to Target, like, they think they're morally superior. It all comes from China, from the same sweatshop. It doesn't matter, you know?
Well, here's the thing. People who shop at Target have no problem. They're like, oh my God, I like your shirt. I got it at Target. They would never say, I got it at Walmart, because you look like a white trash person.
Well, to be
it's
fair.
It's really an uppity store.
To be fair, I know when people got shirts from Walmart because there's usually a NASCAR on it or some sort of eagle. So
that's what people think. But generally, dude, this shirt I'm wearing right now, Walmart, bitch. I can admit it. I'm free to admit that I
shop at Walmart. What's the name of the brand? Faded Glory?
I don't know.
He can't. I need to know now.
I don't know. Urban something.
Urban something. Perfect.
I don't know. I can't read sideways. My eyes are hurting.
You shop at Walmart? I hate going to Walmart or Target. I hate going to any big store. To me, it's
I just go to Walmart if I need like something that I know they have, and then on the way out, I look at a shirt and be like, I'm going to get that too. And I just grab
it. Way to go, man. Way to kill small America shopping at Walmart. All you're doing is running out mom and pop businesses. That's
everybody
all
shops
doing.
There. People who work and own mob and pop businesses shop at Walmart and Target, so they can go fuck themselves too.
Yeah, but man. When I want to go shopping, I only want to go one place, so I'm going to go to Walmart or something like that. I don't want to go to 17 different mom and pop shops.
And
across
people
town.
Who hate shopping, it's well. Here's the thing: is that internet shop? Whatever. We can get into this topic in a second. Hour,
hold on, but to be fair, hold on, really quick. To be fair, though, Walmart's the only place where you could go get your oil change your tires, pick a pair of underwear, and also pick up either Pizza Hut or McDonald's because there's usually a Subway inside, and get your lunch.
We'll talk about
and get your nails done and get your prescription for your eyeglasses.
You get your nails did.
You're right. I apologize. Yeah, Dutch. We'll go to break. I know you got to pee.
Yeah, all right. We'll go to the break. We'll be right back. We'll talk about Walmart and all kinds of fun shit like that.
More Like Radio!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sully Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
You know the way at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about us.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie.
To the Italians?
Papa the Poopy.
Papa the Poopy.
Okay.
To the Mexicans?
Hey, man.
Spain?
thing.
Singapore?
Oh. Amazing.
Australia?
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you? No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's funny, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam Pun, Danielle, and Greg for all humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use a promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using a promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh.
The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how, you know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
A ton of lineups stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. MoreLikeRadio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
Support for Pawnee Community Radio comes from the Wendell G. and Muriel Fathright Korbelman Foundation and Sweetums Cares, a nonprofit group that puts umbrella hats on homeless people when it rains.
Welcome to Thoughts for Your Thoughts. I'm Derry Merbles, filling in for David Parker, who took off for 8 months to study the migration patterns of our nation's squirrels. We have not seen him since. My guest today is author Leslie Knope. The book, Pawnee, the Greatest Town in America. Leslie, could one say that a book is nothing more than a painting of words, which are the notes on the tapestry of the greatest film ever sculpted?
One could say that. But should one?
Join us next week when David Bean Cooley will be filling in for Richard Chang Jefferson, who will be filling in for me. Leslie, would you like to take us out?
Okay. Please enjoy a song from the lesbian Afro-Norwegian funk duo Nefertiti's Fjord.
Oh, wow. They are terrible.
Oh, yes, they're quite awful. But they are lesbians, so...
Don't that feel real funky, y'all?
Yeah. Already stepping up his intro game.
Yep.
Or rejoiner game. Dr. Roy is back to you, second hour here at MoreLikeRadio.com.
What?
Number is 954-573-2780 if you'd like to get in touch with us, or go to MoreLikeRadio.com/live on any device. You can join in the chat room. We got live video there. You go to YouTube.com/MoreLikeRadio. All kinds of ways to enjoy the show, or just subscribe to Dutch and Royce on anything in the podcast stores of any phone or any kind of thing you have. Just search More Like Radio, and Dutch and Royce is right there. So, is it the floozies again?
Nope, Grizz.
Grizz, yes. I always like the, you always go through phases with your with your rejoiners, with whatever bands that you're going through. Like, you have like three in a row of like certain bands.
That I made that rejoiner a while ago.
You did?
Yeah.
Says you made it 2 weeks ago.
But it's cool. I don't care. But yeah.
According to the date on this.
Grizz is going to be playing at Okeechobee Music Fest, which I think we might do this year instead of Bonnaroo because it's closer because it's in Florida.
I think I missed the Floozies show.
You did. It was in October.
Did you not buy tickets, or did you buy tickets and not go?
I didn't buy tickets.
Oh, okay.
Because we had a lot of different things going on. So I would have gone, but it was a couple weeks ago.
Hey, so what's going on New Year's?
I don't think I'll be able to go, to be honest. You guys can... Here's the thing. Kelsey is my life secretary. If you have any plans to do anything, talk to my girlfriend. Because
I know the feeling. That's what I do, too.
I don't. Generally, it's all up to what happens with her and her family, because she plans things out 3 months in advance. And I think the last I heard, we may not be able to do it because she has something to do with her family. So,
boo. Boo, boo, Kelsey, boo.
Well, here's another thing as far as families go, is that, like, the first time in a long time, I'm having Christmas not with my family, and I'm not going to be part of the Secret Santa thing with all my siblings. You know how many siblings I have. But I'm going to be doing, like, the whole weekend with her family up in Breckenridge.
Oh, so. Snap.
Breckenridge, Alaska? You're so white.
Breckenridge. Yeah, it's a very wise thing to do. And no, it's not Alaska. It's Colorado.
No, Breckenridge, Alaska.
There's no such thing as Breckenridge. I'm not saying there isn't a town called that. But when people hear the word Breckenridge, they generally think of Breckenridge, Colorado.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I don't know. For whatever reason, I think of Alaska.
Why? Is it because the autism?
No. No, it just seems like... It just sounds like a town that would be in Alaska. Is weighing 400 pounds, 6'7" out of Breckenridge, Alaska, Ryan Oglethorpe.
So, yeah, the autism.
It looks lovely.
Yeah, no, it's a great ski resort town. It's not as bougie as Aspen is. Aspen, it's like billionaires and celebrities live there. The lower tier for the regular people... As far as larger ski towns go, Breckenridge is the next one. So,
are you going to
actually want to get than Aspen?
It's not snobbier than Aspen. Way not snobbier.
Can you put on some ridiculous ski outfit and challenge some guy to a ski competition?
Yeah, like an 80s movie.
Here's the thing. It's funny you said that, and we all think the same way. I was going to get my brother's GoPro, and I was going to like hook it to my head and do like, you know. Like, because I can snowboard and ski. I was planning on like doing like a whole thing with like an instructor. I'll show you later.
You have to do an 80s montage.
Can you ski the D12? Whoa.
It's double black diamond.
Oh, is that the last? Okay, so is that from
you got to save the rec room, man.
No. Marie, that picture you just put up, is that because... Breckenridge.
No, Breckenridge? I just Googled gay ski outfit.
Okay.
There you go.
So Keystone, or maybe it's A-Basin, the last day of every season, they allow nude skiing.
Why? Nude?
So you're nude skiing. They allow you to be nude. They allow you to be nude, and
it feels like I'm wearing nothing at all.
Yeah. They allow everyone to do it, and they say, like, okay, this is everybody knows it. Like, the last day, they say, okay, this is 21 and up. You can't be here unless you're whatever, you know, no kids, no families. And there's a lot. I went there once, like, 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, where, yeah, that's what it is right there.
Is it attractive men, or is it very unattractive men?
A lot of chicks.
Oh.
Does your butt get stuck to the seats? Because I would imagine it's cold. Well,
majority of people just go topless. They don't. But it's the last day of the season, so it's fairly warm out, and it's just slush. It's not cold or anything like that. So that's why everybody will either do, you know, majority of people do it topless. But there are a lot of people who do it straight up naked. I didn't do it.
That's such a not Florida problem.
Being naked in the snow?
Yeah, we don't get any. I mean, we do the naked thing. No, we don't get the snow thing.
Yeah.
So you could go completely buck-ass naked if you wanted to.
You can if you want, because it's a private resort.
Full dong?
They reserve the right to be like, okay, we let everyone know, hey, don't bring your kids to the resort on this day, because that's our thing.
Full dong.
And
I can hang my wang.
You've done this?
No, I went to it, but I didn't actually do it. I didn't go down.
I would just wear a sock on my dick and just ski down the mountain.
I've seen people do that, actually.
Woo! Tear it up.
There you go.
Oh, that's a nice ass.
He's on point here.
It looks like a new Double Mint commercial.
Double your ding dongs, double your fun.
So.
When you're in Florida, that's the only thing you know about skiing, what they show you in Doublemint commercials.
Jesus, Marie.
What? All you have to do is go naked skiing. Google. Give it to
There's
me.
There's a lot of photos.
There's a ton of photos.
And the majority of them are probably from A Basin and or
that guy needs to
Keystone.
Wipe his crack.
I think that's just a shadow, John.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't look like shit.
Really dark shadow.
But... anyway, so yeah, so this year we're not going to be doing Christmas with my family, which normally is a huge thing where all 3,000 of us get together in one house and we do the Secret Santa, but we're not going to be doing it this year because there's a lot of weirdness going on
speaking
with the family.
Speaking of weirdness, Marie, what did you say happened to Kanye West? He was hospitalized?
Oh, yesterday? I can't read all
I
the
think
things
he
that
finally
I
finally got checked into like a mental institution because he's finally...
hospitalized and handcuffed in an ambulance, according to TMZ. Kanye West has been taken to UCLA Medical Center for psychiatric evaluation. According to law enforcement sources, cops responded to a call for a welfare check on Kanye around 1:20 p.m. He was at his trainer Harley Pasternak's home at the time and was acting erratically. We're told police called LA Fire, and by the time the paramedics arrived, Kanye was calmer but still resistant to going to the hospital. We're told everyone in his manager team and law enforcement convinced him it was best he'd go. Law enforcement sources tell us Kanye was handcuffed to a gurney during transport to the hospital as standard protocol. We got Pac's neck outside his house late Monday evening. If he knows how Kanye is doing, he's not saying much.
I have two questions as far as this goes. One, do you think this is him doing I realized I was on stage in Sacramento and I said a lot of shit about the guy who basically is, you know, been in my corner, Jay-Z. Because for those of you who don't know, he was saying a lot of weird shit about Jay-Z and Beyonce and had basically a meltdown on stage saying that, like, Jay-Z was going to, like, send people to kill him and yada, yada.
Yeah, it says the hospitalization comes on the heels of Kanye abruptly canceling the remainder of his tour and launching a verbal attack on Jay-Z and Beyonce. As we told you, Kim Kardashian flew to New York City early Monday.
New York City.
For her first public event since the Paris robbery, but she's now officially bailed. And it's good bet she's wheels up, blah, 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 for LA. Yeah, he was saying, so what did he
say? Do you think it's
What did he
that?
Say about Jay-Z?
Huh?
What did he say about Jay-Z?
The only video I was able to see was the one Trump. That Snoop Dogg was commenting on it.
The only video I saw was the one where he was talking about that he would have voted for Trump if he voted.
He said a lot of stuff and said that they're like basically that Jay-Z and Beyonce were patsies for Hillary, and that he may just get killed for saying that from his camp. Which, by the you know, I thought that like they were like cool for like the longest time, and all of a sudden he does this. So do you think he's basically doing the whole, okay, shit, this is really bad, and you think his agents were like, we think the only way to repair your reputation is you need to go to a mental institution, but you got to fight it, make it seem like you didn't actually want to do it, to make it seem like, okay, you weren't mentally stable at the time. Because he was saying a lot of crazy shit on stage, and then he canceled an entire tour right afterwards.
Yeah,
Or do you think he actually is having a mental breakdown because this is what happens when you are a part of the Kardashian family?
Both?
What are you saying? When you're part of the Kardashian family, you either have to get a sex change or lose your mind?
That yes.
I believe it. I mean, there's no evidence against it, so I'm going to just
Which
go with
one
that.
Do you think it is? He actually feels one way and said, okay, I'm going to do this so I can salvage my reputation.
Kanye West
or do you
has
think
been
he actually has lost his mind because he's part of the Kardashian clan?
I think he's lost his mind, but it doesn't have anything to do with the Kardashian clan. I think this is him seeing what he can get away with as far as like social media or anything for that point. He wants to see like how far he can go and see if people will still pay him money.
Maul said he would never collaborate with Jay-Z again because he's a sellout. And it has to do with Tidal and how Jay-Z doesn't want Kanye's music on there, I think.
So he had some sort of rant with Jay-Z, or about Jay-Z, and then got hospitalized and canceled his tour.
And he was pissed at Beyonce because he said she wouldn't go to the awards if she didn't win and Kanye would have won otherwise.
Well, oh, I do know
he puts so much credence into awards.
I know. It's so stupid. Who cares?
I think he's a for sure he is a legitimate crazy person.
Yeah, I think at this point he's crazy. I don't think it's an act anymore. I think when you're put in a mental institution, I mean, at that point, you know, I don't think the law enforcement that were like telling him he should go were in on the gag. If you know what I mean? Like, I don't think this is a big Andy Kaufman thing.
Do you think if and when he does get out of mental psych ward, that album that he drops is going to like be like the greatest ever?
No, I don't know.
The greatest compared to his other albums the greatest compared to real music?
I never liked
it. I don't know. I feel like he's pulling some sort of thing where he's going to make a comeback.
Jay-Z allegedly thinks Kanye West is a nut job.
Probably is. Yeah. We're just, if anyone could send us the rant or something to read, I honestly have no idea about the beef.
Well, all I know is he better clean up his act soon because he said he was going to run in 2020. Kanye did, so.
Kanye 2020?
Yeah. So Yeezy's got to get that all fixed up.
I guess so. Well, he has four
I'm
years.
Sorry, but what is a Yeezy?
It's Kanye.
That's what he calls himself, I suppose.
Huh? Why?
It's really hard to follow.
Okay.
It's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
All right, I'll let it go.
I have a little bit of audio from him and his weird rant on stage. Want to hear it?
Yeah, please. Sure.
It's a 17-minute video, so I kind of just picked a spot. So I don't really know any context, but just listen.
A lot of people here tonight felt like they lost. You know why? Because y'all been lied to.
Uh-oh. Preach.
Google lied to you.
Bamboozled. Run the muck.
Lied to you. Radio lied to you.
Well, that's true.
Radio fucked you.
Language.
I know it's a lot of real people on the radio. Real people. Real program directors with wives and kids that love music, that can't play what they want to play because they've been paid to play that bullshit.
Here's the one thing I'll give him is, yeah, he's not wrong about the radio industry. We were it's not even, it's basically just an iPod thing now at this point.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't even have DJs voicing over stuff.
No.
Because they're just doing it now because that's familiar, but it's, they shouldn't even have live DJs. It's just have stingers and then the next song. Stinger, next song, commercials, 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 stingers, next song.
You want,
that's all it should
you
be.
You want to see Snoop Dogg reacting to his rant?
I was about to play it, but go ahead.
Here you go.
Heard this nigga on stage. This nigga crazier than the shit I got on my head.
On the radio, and not the 92.3, and everybody, I'ma keep it real with you.
Him on crazy. I can't believe he's still talking.
Hard cut, I love it.
I went down 7 years on behalf of your 8 million.
He picked the wrong night to vent like that. Them Sacramento niggas ain't feeling that shit. You should have had a bunch of weird motherfuckers like you in there when you was talking that weird ass shit. That's just my thought.
And then he takes a hit of a blunt.
I smoke weed. Weed don't make you do that. What the fuck is he on?
Shit, bro. Being perfect don't always change shit, bro. So when I talk about MTV, let me explain something. I was hurt. Beyonce, I was hurt because I wanted to present a video called
Hey. Just for a second. What if Kanye is trying to tap into fans of wrestling and soap operas and just like he's trying to form some like new entertainment venue, which is interrupting a musical concert with real life drama situations?
Those tickets are very expensive for that concert. I don't think anyone's happy about this.
And out of respect, MTV told me, Mr. West, out of respect to you, I will let you know that Beyonce is winning the video.
Well, wait
tonight.
A minute, wait a minute. Is it more valuable to watch a Kanye meltdown or to watch him just sing his songs?
Oh,
I would rather watch Snoop Dogg's reaction to this. This is hilarious.
For formation over Hotline Bling and Famous. They told me beforehand so I wouldn't run on stage. Hey, bro, y'all ain't gotta fuck with me, but you know I got the vision, and you know I'm.
What do you think that audience members are thinking right now? Are they thinking if I hold out for another 10 minutes?
We paid $150 for this.
Yep.
Well, no. Okay. Everyone knows he's going to say something political. That's not what they're thinking. I think what they're thinking is, should we hold out for another 10 minutes and then leave, or do you think he's going to go back to more songs?
Yeah, they don't wait 10 minutes. They're like, we're going to stay here until he either leaves or he keeps playing. They're not leaving first. He is. Too much money.
Beyonce, I was hurt. I went down 7 years on behalf of your... Hey, nigga, don't throw no shit while I'm talking.
Keep playing, dude.
Putting my career, my life, my public well-standing at risk when I talk to y'all like this. This is a moment in the matrix, bro. The vibes is back.
Ooh, you seriously, is he going to play a song or what, man? This sounds like a fucking debate.
Here's the thing. He's fully aware that what he's doing is going to hurt him.
Play Jesus Walks.
Yeah.
Play Niggas in Paris.
The Gold Digger. Motherfuckers might feel the way about this tonight. Beyonce, I was hurt. Because I heard that you said you wouldn't perform unless you won Video of the Year over me and over Hotline Bling.
To be fair, he gets all his news from Facebook, so most of it's a bunch of fake news sites, too.
In my
Do you
opinion,
think South Park nailed it?
Yeah, he's a gay fish.
Now, don't go trying to diss Beyonce. She is great. Taylor Swift is great. We are all great people. We are all equal. But sometimes...
They're not great people.
Yeah, well,
yeah, not everybody
you,
is.
You just so happen to get the you know, the audience of the five guys who determine what songs get played on the radio these days. I apologize, but that's how it works.
Do you think that this is something like this is going to be in South Park on Wednesday?
I hope so.
Oh, tomorrow. Please. Yeah. Oh, please.
Oh, yeah.
We be playing the politics too much and forgetting who we are just to win. Fuck winning. Fuck looking cool. Fuck looking cool. Fuck being cool. Fuck all that, bruh. I've been sent here to give y'all my truth, even at the risk of my own life.
Is there a conspiracy against it?
I want to see Snoop Dogg reacting to this. It's coming up. It's in the beginning, and now it's like
my own success, my own career. I've been sent here to give y'all the truth.
Let it go.
Jay-Z, call me, bro. You still ain't called me.
Why would you when you're acting like this?
Jay-Z,
are they just having a bad breakup? Jay-Z, are they dating? Are they lovers?
Please don't send them out my head. Just call me. Talk to me like a man. To be like a man.
Get the wrong night to vent like that. Them Sacramento niggas ain't feeling that shit. You should have had a bunch of weird motherfuckers like you in there when you was talking that weird ass shit. That's just my thought.
He said that earlier.
I guess
whoever edited this video is an idiot.
Well, that's the end. Yeah. But anyway, dude, what's wrong? Like, he's calling out people and then saying they're awesome and they're not. He's a crazy person.
He's mentally unstable. Now, like I said, my question earlier, was he always that way, or does being with the Kardashian clan long enough make you that way? Because they're so conscious of, like, okay, we have to be in the public eye all the time. That's how we make our money, yada, yada. You know, creating controversy, that's how we get paid. And then is he just kind of reacting? And he's basically lashing out to his wife right now, saying, fuck this bullshit, fuck the fakeness, fuck all that stuff. But he's doing it, and he's not directing it towards his own wife. He's directing it towards his friends at this point, or no?
Well, when he first, like, I kind of noticed this in like a small scale when he rushed the stage for Taylor Swift, and then remember like the night after that he went on Oprah and Oprah interviewed him, and he said that the reason why for his outburst was because of his deceased mother.
I know
he needs to talk to is Brandon Marshall of the Jets. He's a huge advocate for. You guys know who he is? He's the wide receiver. He used to play for the Dolphins. He used to play for the Broncos. Mm-hmm. And he realized a couple of years ago that he had borderline personality disorder. And is a huge advocate now for that disorder. You know what I mean? Like, he's all about like people who act irrationally. And he's all about trying to get help for. I feel like he may have borderline personality disorder.
Well, the thing is, like, someone that would be, you know, diagnosed with that, the first step is admitting that they have a problem.
Well, that's with anybody who has a problem.
Well, yeah, I don't think Yeezy, Kanye, whatever you want to call him, I don't think he admits that he has a problem.
Yeah, but he would listen to someone like Brandon Marshall.
Would he?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people would listen to athletes, because athletes have this weird, especially if you're a good athlete, you kind of have a god status even over like musical performers.
Yeah, try speaking after them at a middle school.
How did that work out? Were they good speakers?
No.
Yeah, they were just doing their civic duty. They probably didn't have any point notes. They just walked up and said, "Hey." What was going on? Were they asking questions just answering them? Cuz that's the easiest way to get through a public speaking thing is questions.
Yeah, they were just
like, what were they doing? Were they talking the whole time?
People were just asking them questions, like, you know, what do you do? Or, you know, they were, by the way, they were only talking there because they were both injured, so they couldn't play at the time. They were both on the, you know, injured. So,
well, the reason why I was asking, I didn't know if they actually had talking points, their motivational speaker guys, or if they just kind of like walked up there and said, hey, live life to the fullest. Any questions?
Yeah, something more along the second thing, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's...
Kanye West has borderline personality disorder, I feel.
I mean, none of us are trained professionals, so we have no clue.
Oh, I am.
I'm not. All I know is that his wife wears a lot of revealing clothes in a lot of pictures that I look up.
Jesus.
That is God true, but
damn it.
No matter though. No matter how attractive she is it worth her destroying you as a person, like Kanye or her dad? Like, is it worth it? Because they you know what they are? You know what they are? They're like the vampires, but like they're the ones that were born vampires. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they're the king vampires.
How about a succubus?
And they just drain everything out of you until you either A, have to change your sex, or B, you go crazy and start talking shit about Jay-Z and Beyonce on a crooked stage that's held up by a crane.
I don't think anything is worth being drove to madness.
Driven?
Drove to madness. Yeah, driven is a better word, yeah.
Is there an account for how much money he lost, like, canceling this entire, like, tour?
Oh, that's a lot of money, dude.
Well, Ticketmaster refunded all of the tickets, all the prices for this concert that he did the rant at. And whatever
the insurance company, because you know if you're Ticketmaster, you're pulling a huge insurance policy out on his type of a tour in the event that happens. Same thing happens with any huge act. And, you know, like, let's just say Metallica. James Hetfield walks into a fire pit again and just, you know, we can't do the whole tour. When you have a huge act where you know you're going to sell out everywhere you go, massive insurance policy.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's.
I don't think they have to worry about.
My mom says he's definitely got issues.
I don't think they have to worry about money. I don't think that's a concern for Kim and Kanye. I think they're kind of like above that now. What is their combined net value?
Yeah, it's more about staying relevant. Yeah. It's more about making people not hate you.
Kanye net worth. I have no idea. Like, I can't even.
Looks like $250 million between the two of them.
Wasn't Kanye in debt though, not too long ago? We talked about it on the show, right?
Oh yeah, she was also robbed recently, wasn't she? Like fake or real? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that was fake, but I could be wrong.
She was, but I mean, the CelebrityNetWorth.com says they're combined $250 million.
Not as much as I would have.
$200 million is from her.
$150 million. Actually, it's pretty much evenly split. She's $150 million.
Really?
He's $145 million.
Okay,
which doesn't add up to $250 million. What is wrong with this?
No, I was going to say that's not good math.
Just going by what
I'm terrible at math, but you just saying that made me go.
I just said that's almost that's 295, but it's
in my eighth grade math brain. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
but still enough that like they don't need to worry about money.
Look, just a reminder, guys. Donald Trump is still president. I just wonder or going.
But
to
here's
be
the, here's the thing, though.
President,
who's more hated?
What?
The Kardashians and who's more hated? The Kardashians, Kanye West, or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
No, I would say Kim Kardashian.
Donald Trump.
Actually, I would say she's the least hated.
She's the least.
The Kardashians?
Yeah, because
Kim has consistently.
Everyone hates them.
No. Here's why the Kim is the least. Because there's people that watch her because they think that she's hot. There's people that watch her because they think she's stupid. But people still watch her. I don't think she's as universally hated as Donald Trump is.
Maybe hated is a dislike.
Because her show, her ratings.
Oh wait,
show.
Molly just put a good one in there. Rob and Black China. How hated are they?
Who?
I don't even know who that is.
Rob Kardashian. And Black China. Black China was an Instagram model
I don't
for
know
a long
about
time.
That. That's too deep for me.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, well, can I educate you guys on pop culture?
I would really hope you didn't.
I'm going to have to.
How relevant is she to Tia Tequila?
About the same.
First off, African-American China. So go ahead.
But Tia Tequila was a MySpace model.
And now she's a Nazi. Now Tia Tequila's a Nazi.
What?
This
really?
Is, no, I don't have to say allegedly
yeah,
for real.
Today.
I don't have to say allegedly for real.
I was going to say, like, are we going to get sued here?
No.
No.
No, 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 no. This is legit. Twitter suspended Tila Tequila's account after neo-Nazi tweets.
Wow.
Did someone hack her?
No, because here's a picture of her.
Please
doing.
Please pull it up.
Okay.
I post the picture in the chat.
That's her Zig Heiling.
Wait, where is she?
Well,
a lot of white people.
Twitter suspended former social media star Tila Tequila's account Monday, following a string of neo-Nazi tweets that drew increased attention over the weekend.
Isn't she like part Taiwanese?
At the conference, the 35-year-old Vietnamese American model posed for a photo in which she and two other individuals performed Nazi salutes. She shared it on Twitter, writing the caption, Sieg Heil. On Monday, following the tweet, Mangino's Little Italy, the restaurant where the photo was poorly taken, apologized on Facebook for hosting the conference, an event that resulted in a hateful sentiment. Tequila is a fervent Donald Trump supporter who was raised in Texas and has a long and confusing history of pro-Nazi leanings. While she has said in the past that she is not a racist nor anti-Semitic and absolutely not 100% a Nazi supporter, she describes herself on Twitter as an alt-Reich queen, literally Hitler. I think she, that's more her making fun of it.
Alt-Reich?
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of alt-right?
Alt-Reich. In previous tweets, she expressed sentiment including, I'm a white supremacist, and you and your people ready to be rounded up to FEMA camps. Actually, they may be letting you off too easy. Richard Spencer, who led a white nationalist organization, National Party Institute, is known for inventing the term alt-right.
Wasn't she, like, from MTV?
No, she was from MySpace.
Alt-right has...
She's only famous from MySpace?
Well, she did a few porns afterwards, but she and this other girl, Forbidden, were like the two girls on MySpace that were like the most followed girls ever. And then Dane Cook surpassed those two when it first started. So.
Before the porn, wasn't she a MTV VJ when those were still a thing?
And she did that after the fact.
In 2013, she posted an image of herself in front of Auschwitz wearing a Nazi armband to Facebook.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so this is in how many months now? Like... So this isn't like she got hacked and this happened overnight. Uh-huh. Like, this has been a...
For a while.
Ongoing thing for her. Wow. She got on Stormfront and got converted, didn't she? Jesus.
I don't even understand how that's possible. Look at her. I really don't even understand. Like, I love looking at the pros and cons of something and trying to see the other side. I don't see how anyone can be like, Hitler had the right idea. Like, you just lose me. I don't have that connection there.
Yeah, no, but Trump is also...
That was a strong statement. You know what? Nobody's ever said that before, Marie.
Thank you. Well, I'm just saying I don't understand.
You know what, Hitler? I don't get it. No, basically what you just said.
I get how he...
Wow. That was a strong statement coming from Marie Lopez.
I get how he rose to power. I can see through history how that happened. But I don't understand how today Tia Tequila and other neo-Nazis could even make that... Like, other people are making that jump. And I don't see how other people are making that jump. Because it's so far-fetched for me.
Because here's why people are making the jump to that alt-right level area. Because the left has gone so far left of these social justice warriors that the universe always balances itself out. So you need a super far-right thing like the alt-right to balance out the far left. And that's what always happens. One monster makes the other monster. It's what always, always happens. Things balance out.
It's not necessarily like you don't hate Jews, blacks, and every other race out there. It's just... more of an anti to the norm of what's going on. So when you have all these PC police, which we've been railing against for a long time, people who are, going safe space and, you have to be saying, instead of saying, he, she, you have to say Zim or Zer or all this kind of this nonsense that Columbia University puts out that, yeah, like Royce was saying, puts out the other side, the complete extreme,
and that's what happens. And I don't know what's going to happen with Trump, but I do know is that I honestly thought by this point people would calm down, but I think people are even worse than before. I think that they are angrier than ever. They're fucking super pissed. Everything that happens, they're freaking out, crying, losing their mind, blocking traffic. Right.
Instead of, it's like the United States, instead of it being that five ball thing where you pick up one and it hits and goes the other way, but eventually it stops.
Yeah.
We somehow created a perpetual motion machine where it's just picking up and getting faster. Like, as one person does something crazy on one side, the other one is reacting with equal and opposite force.
You're right. We're perpetually offended. That's yes. what it is. And on yes. both sides, we're perpetually offended. On the right side, we get offended when people don't want to, when people want to have the right to have abortions. And on the left, they get offended if somebody wears a an Indian headdress on Halloween, because that's the stuff that matters. And the problem is that people, you create opposition. You can't yell at people in their face for so long and tell them to calm down. And we said it for a while. We said it on this show. We go, there's a storm brewing on the other side. It's coming. There's a big storm coming on the other side from this anti-social justice stuff. And we felt it coming, and it is what happened. The social justice warriors made a Donald Trump presidency. And if you guys don't see that, you're fucking blind.
Well, they don't see that because they're still doing it. That's the problem. And they picked up force. And now they're demanding that the Electoral College not vote in Donald Trump in December, whatever
day. I was having an argument with someone. Said the Electoral College shouldn't vote him in. I go, do you understand that happens? And I'm not even exaggerating. There will be a literal civil war in this country, because you understand that the Trump supporters are the ones that have guns. Do you understand that if you, for the first time in the history of this country, don't do what the Electoral College does, it says that do what the Electoral College is supposed to do, then there's going to be riots on the street and blood will be shed.
I was going to say, didn't Obama in one of the two elections lose the popular vote?
It happens all the time. It's happened to both sides.
One of his two. I think it might have been one with the Mitt Romney. I don't think so.
I think he got the popular vote.
He lost the popular.
You're thinking of Bush. That happened to Bush.
I think one of the two elections with... I may be wrong, but...
I don't think it happened to Obama.
There's only five presidents, I think, that didn't win the popular vote.
And honestly...
Okay. Either way.
I'm not happy that Trump won, but I am happy to see finally, after the social justice warriors owning the fucking media for what, 4 or 5 years now, them finally getting it and then seeing what it tastes like. And also, of course, I don't like a lot of things about the Trump presidency, but the positive that I think everybody agrees on, everybody that I've spoken to anyway, is that the media was caught with their pants down and they fucking deserved it.
All right.
Yes, they did.
It was John Quincy Adams, Rutherford B. Hayes, Benjamin Harrison, and George Bush in 2000. It was the hanging Chad thing, Bush versus Gore, and everyone was up and... See, that's the thing. This happened 16 years ago, and...
I hate hanging with Chad, though. He always makes you drink IPA. He's just a hipster.
If you think about it, okay, 18 is the legal voting age for children.
Not my president. Oh, I didn't say. Oh, sorry.
Like, you can start voting at 18 years old. Obama has been president for 8 years, and before that, it was Bush for 8 years.
Celebrate good Obama. Come on! It's Obama, Obama.
So...
How do you like that, Dutch?
I hit stop.
At the same exact time.
So people that were...
I hit stop and it kept going. I'm like, what just happened?
So people that were able to vote for the first time in this election don't really remember what happened to Bush Gore, because they were probably too young to...
I know what happened. Gore turned into an elderly queen for some reason, who's really concerned about the planet. I don't know how that happened, but it happened.
His ice caps keep melting.
I don't know what to do with these polar bears.
And it's not to say that...
Really an inconvenient truth for you.
It's not.
Oh my God! Once in old Hollywood, I saw young Al Gore.
Oh,
he was
shut
sitting
up. I'm
down.
Trying to talk about the environment.
But in a few other of those transitional periods, yes, there might have been protests or riots or anything like that. But this is—I
think Al Gore is an inconvenient truth for Tipper soon, that he should probably tell her.
Tipper's the big old queen who likes Spock.
Oh, she wanna.
She was eating Hillary out years ago. Sorry, Marie. What was your point again?
The point I was trying to make was Facebook even around with the Bush Gore thing?
I invented Facebook and the internet.
I don't think that's true.
When did Facebook?
Yes, I did.
When did Facebook would have been about what, 2000 or something like that, when it was just invented for colleges and
I
stuff?
Know. I was having
Facebook is 2004. So when the Bush Gore thing happened,
more like 2000 and late.
More like 2000 and Gore would have been better. Gore, you idiot.
that was the much better joke. Right, you're right. Sorry, Marie. Go ahead.
There was no social media when Gore lost to Bush with the fucking hanging Chad situation in Florida. So we're not really experiencing the wrath of every single person.
We're experiencing the wrath of Khan right now.
That's not true. That's a Star Trek movie.
This is the first time, because this has only been a couple of times where the president-elect lost the popular vote, that we had the backing of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, no longer Vine, hashtag rest in peace Vine. But
yeah, that was a quick death, wasn't it?
It just died. We're all just fueling the fire, and it's causing more and more riots of people that didn't even vote.
Fire.
Like, people that didn't even vote are rioting because they're just so up in arms about everything.
Let the motherfuckers burn.
Actually, not many people know this. When Gore speaks now, all he does is Billy Joel covers. He just speaks them.
That's exactly what I do.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, do you think that we would have these kind of riots if social media hadn't been invented?
I mean,
probably not. Maybe. Well, no, because everybody's Trump more connected now than they were back then.
Also, Trump wouldn't have won without social media.
What about quiet?
Exactly.
Riot?
So it's a double-edged sword, Marie.
So social media is the bane of our existence, and we should get rid of it.
No, but social media is also
that's
really,
exactly what I'm saying. Actually,
social media is also really important because how else we know how cute cats are?
Very, very.
You could buy a cat.
And also, I wouldn't know how you felt about how cute cats were.
Okay, how else did you know how cute cats are without the responsibility of owning a cat?
You understand the detriment to the environment that cats are?
I actually appreciate the fact that I can look at any baby animal, and I don't have to own that.
I hope a hungry polar bear eats Al Gore.
Also, I like the fact that I know the stance of all my friends on their coffee drinking policies. And
oh, why? Is the whole red cup thing coming back again, or are you talking about something different?
No, I'm not talking about the Starbucks holiday cup. I'm just talking about the fact that, you know, everyone loves coffee on a Monday morning. I wouldn't know that without Facebook.
That's a good point. And also,
I love coffee every morning.
I wouldn't know what everyone's eating for lunch.
Yep.
I feel like you guys are a lot more connected to social media than I am.
You are, or we are.
You're barely
on it.
Yeah, I'm old man internet.
You're like Howard Hughes.
I'm getting to that point.
Yeah, like you never liked any of the dub smashes that I sent your way.
I hate dub smash.
I mean,
that's
even
why I sent them to you.
You hate social media.
That's why I saw it and I was like, nope, not viewing, and just moved on.
You hate social media so much that it's hard for me to even classify each other as friends because you never like any of my posts.
I talk to you twice a week for 2 hours every week.
Yeah. And
how are we not friends?
And you
how is that not good communication?
Because you never
why
say.
Why is that based on social media?
Because you never say like after anything I say.
Got a good point.
So stupid.
Got a good point.
See, John is my friend because not only does he like the things that I say, he will go above and beyond and change it to the heart or the laughy face or the tear face when his emotions come through.
That's a thing now?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that, though.
I am an old man now.
Yeah, Mitch, we know you do the bare minimum. We know that by your work ethic. Don't worry about it. You don't have to bring that up with Facebook.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
I like how the jokes that were laid on me for the last 3 years have been now shifted towards Mitch.
Well, bare minimum versus nothing. I mean, he's still doing more than you.
Because Mitch is new Dutch.
That is very true.
Dutch, you're one step away from just buying a cabin in the woods and cutting off Wi-Fi.
I'm almost there.
Can I come with as long as we have Wi-Fi?
Every once in a while, I'll tweet like sports things. Like if you look at my Twitter timeline, like I'll promote this show. Every once in a while, I'll respond to something, and then the majority of it's all stuff that like I'm watching and sports game stuff.
And literally, sports is the thing I care about the least.
Like a year, when Twitter just doesn't exist anymore, you're gonna be off the grid.
No, I'll transfer it to like Instagram. And I'll take a picture of my shoe and then yell about how Nick Saban is an asshole.
Okay.
What does your shoe have to do with it?
just you have to have
he needs a photo.
Oh, you have to have something.
Oh, okay. I mean,
I like how Mitch got it and Royce was 5 minutes behind.
No, I got it, but I mean,
I didn't get it.
There's so many things that could be more significant than a shoe.
Yeah, you could have take a picture of a football.
Right.
But the thing is, he's not being significant. He just needs a photo.
That's the point.
He's not being significant.
Hey, did you know Teal Tequila's a Nazi?
Hey, did you see that Ellen DeGeneres won an award?
Oh, yeah, she did.
For what?
Which one?
For being Ellen.
Oh.
For being Ellen. Wait,
what? A presidential
award.
Was
this on her own show?
No, president gave her an award for coming out a bunch of years ago and
which
being
president?
Ellen.
Not for
Obama?
Banging Portia?
The one that's still president, not president-elect.
Celebrate good Obama. Come on! It's Obama.
Not my president.
I mean, out of everyone around, like, yeah, give it to Ellen. That's cool. I don't really care, but
I like Ellen. She seems like a nice lady.
Yeah,
I like
her. Exactly.
Her show is entertaining. She kind of hates her own audience. Like, you have that slight amount of like, she trashes everybody who's there. Like, I don't know.
I
like her.
I guess I don't understand the meaning of the award, but I'm glad she got it.
Yeah, I agree.
Did you guys see? Today they had like another award. Ellen wasn't part of it, but it was like, I forget what they called it, but Obama had this whole thing of
Tom Hanks.
It was like Michael Jordan and Akeem Abdul-Jabbar and Vince Scully and like all these other, you know, well-known people who are either actors or whatever. It was like 10 people.
Tom Hanks was one of them.
Tom Hanks was one of them, yeah. And he just started trashing Michael Jordan, even though he's from Chicago and he loves the Bulls.
That's great.
Let's see if he can't pull it up. I know we're going to run a little bit late here, but it's actually kind of funny.
A president on the way out is the most entertaining. Because
they don't give a shit.
They don't give a fuck. I do what I want.
That's a good point.
It's the best time. It's the best time to pay attention to anything presidential. Either First Lady or...
Oh, the pardons are coming up soon. The pardons are coming up really soon.
Should we play some bets?
I don't know. I don't know who's going to get pardoned. I have no clue.
Brandon Dassey?
He already got out.
No, he didn't.
No, they didn't. They were going to release him, but now he's back in because something.
Oh, shit. Are you serious? Oh, that guy can't catch a break.
Oh. I got a little bit of his speech just talking about the people who won the award.
Sure.
I forget what the award was, but here you go. He's talking about Michael Jordan here.
Powered by a drive to compete that earned him every major award in basketball, including 6 NBA championships, 5 Most Valuable Player awards, and 2 gold medals.
Oh, never mind. It wasn't what him. He was saying it was the guy. It was the moment before he started crying when Obama put the thing on him. It was like a real life crying meme.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, that one.
Jesus. There's a visual. Sorry. Let me see if I can't find something better.
It's really probably not
well,
that
let's
big
just,
a
let's
deal.
Wrap up. Let's wrap up. I got to use the bathroom and stuff anyway. So why don't you play the outro music?
Yeah, I got to not care anymore.
And I'll do this. I'll do this while you do that. Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I got reminded seconds before this to plug Mersh's thing, Jobber. So I'm going to put the GoFundMe for his video production.
GoFundMe.com/Jobber.
Yeah.
Louder.
There we go.
So loud.
Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I can now take on the lazy scapegoat of the show.
Dutch, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I hate Mitch.
Nice. And
I really do.
John, why are you better?
I'm better than you because, unlike Dutch, I enjoy everything that Marie posts on Facebook with hearts, smileys, and frowny faces.
It's not that I don't enjoy them, I just don't see them.
Thank you, John.
And I am better than you because I stole the who's better than you thing from Dutch tonight.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to watch us tomorrow.
Yeah, do that.
Watch and listen. Hippo Juice, 7 to 9.
Oh, just do both if you can. Listen to once if you want to do both.
I don't know what that voice or character is, but I hate it.
Go to the back of the boat.
No,
yes, it was very much
my new character. It's my new character.
By the way, can I say I want to talk about how much Adam Sandler sucks tomorrow. I want to do like a 15-minute segment, if that's okay.
We've done it before, but okay.
But no, I actually have like proof of it because Thanksgiving is tomorrow. And the Thanksgiving song was on TV today,
and I got, I almost hit dude.
Deuce chills?
My dog.
Don't hit your dog.
I almost hit dude, my dog, because of how angry I got, like, because he...
Gobble, gobble, gee, and gobble, gobble, gickle.
Shut up. All right, thanks.
I wish turkey on
the
tune
in tomorrow. Guys, tomorrow for Hippo Juice. Anything else?
Put on your yarmulke. It's time for Hanukkah.
See you guys. See you tomorrow.
Conquer the magic.